Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Now, Big Al Mac, on Friday,
yes,
you took off straight to the airport right after the show.
I did. It was time to go and check out the scene in Playa del Carmen and see what's up with the bar that I've owned for 8 years.
This is 8 years of hard work, Al.
It'll be the eight-year anniversary this Memorial Day, which that was the trip I have planned. But anyway.
Why were you going down there to check on the bar?
I heard wind of the owner of the property where the bar's located. I lease it.
Yeah.
And that she was considering leasing to another person. All right.
Now, dare she?
Now, Playa del Carmen, if you're not familiar with it, it used to be like a little Cancun. I'd call it that. People that went to Cancun, they went to Playa del Carmen because Playa wasn't so nightclubby.
It used to be more
traditional.
Remote. Yeah, like quaint. You would escape the tourist traps of Cancun by going to this cobblestone street along the beach with little bars and no chain restaurants, that kind of thing.
Right? But over the years, Cancun bled over to Playa.
That's the way it is.
Yeah, Al's next to a Forever 21 now.
People just started going more and more, and so the city's growing, which, you know, that's great. That's great for them. And so even as close as one block over, where there used to be like a little bitty small quaint bar, now there's a Coco Bongo.
Okay.
And so just to give you an idea, I mean, it's just people.
So people want that real estate, and now they're battling it to get yours, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. So the landlord is a they're a Mayan family, and they own a small block of land. Not just my place, but back behind there's some apartments that no one lives in, but it has potential.
Okay.
All right? So, from what I gather, after 8 years, the landlord has decided to rent the first floor of my bar out, the beer bucket. It has two floors, all right? Mm-hmm. So, the first floor is maybe 50 feet wide. And that's where all the action is. So that's eye level. You know, if you're walking up and down the street.
That's what you first see.
And you go in there, hey, that's a cool little bar. I mean, you know, it's nothing special. It's a cool little bar, though. Let me go have a drink. So, the landlord has decided, from what I hear, to rent the bottom floor out, let me rent the top floor. Let me rent the top floor, continue to rent the top floor, maybe do some construction, add a floor, just a whole bunch of stuff. Let me tell you this. When you renew a lease in Mexico, you have to pay, I guess, let's just call it a renewal fee, which when I did this after 4 years, y'all tell me if this is boring, all right? When I did this after 4 years, I had to pay 250,000 pesos, which was close to $20,000.
Okay.
All right. I'm just telling you the figures. I'm sorry.
I just want to know if you're going to have a bar or not.
Yeah.
I say that to say my lease is coming up again, and now they want 300,000 pesos and to renew.
Yeah.
For the second floor.
Not even the bottom floor.
And the stairs are on the inside of the first floor. It's not like you have outside.
Climb too. Yeah.
And I would have to put up a new stairway.
Yeah, because it's bad.
And add some construction. Let's just say double that amount. All right. And I'd have to be closed for a couple of months on top of that.
Mm. Now, let's just go have a blowout party and be done with it.
So unless I decide to not rent the bar anymore, find another location, or, you know, those are my options. Either to pay the absorbent amount of money.
No, Al.
Second floor.
Just cut your losses.
Floor,
no.
Find another location, hopefully. Those are the options. Now, this is not, I'm going to be honest with you. This is not a Mexico thing. This is a real estate thing.
Yeah.
This is a business thing. If a person owns real estate, I'm not blaming this on the way they do things in Mexico. I think I'm not. If you own property, you want to make as much money with that property as you can. The lady wants to put like a little market back in the on the first floor and some other stores like back behind it. I get that.
So are you going to make it to your 8 year?
Oh yeah. I've got a couple of months left, but that's going to be about it.
And then probably no more Mexico bar, most likely, if you're smart enough not to do it.
I'm not going to do that second floor thing.
No. Sorry, Al.
So
what about picking the new Playa? You know what I mean? Picking Tulum, picking a place
that's an option too.
You know,
see, we used to go down there so much, and you know, you kind of fantasize about having a bar in Mexico. I did fantasize about.
Yeah,
oh,
I've never
man.
Fantasized about that.
No, cool.
No,
I like going there and
yeah,
drinking.
Just like visiting,
and,
yeah.
And it could be a case where, you know, that was a good run.
Yeah.
Eight years is a long time.
It is. So I think it's great.
That's your longest relationship.
Yeah.
That bar is your longest relationship.
Yeah. So I don't know exactly what the future is right now, but that's what I've kind of been talking about it for the last month or two. So that's where it stands right there.
As of now, we don't know.
If bar here, some beach or lake place
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be easier. I think it'd be
easy. It would.
It would definitely be
easy. We could still go down as friends and hang out, and we'll find another bar.
Beach in America.
Yeah. And you know what? It may be even better if you don't have a bar down there, because every time we go with you, you're working the whole time.
Yeah.
And so if you don't have a bar anymore, then we could just go have fun.
That's true.
Used to.
That's true. So it's still open now, so if you have a plan on going down there, please do. Go to Beer Bucket.
Hurry up before it closes.
Please do. Please.
Now, yesterday.
And for the employees that might be listening, I'm not firing you.
Not yet, at least. It's coming up, though. It's coming up shortly. Yesterday was Mother's Day, and we apparently had something in common with SNL, because we were planning on doing this on Friday, because our phone screener, Elena Davies,
mm-hmm.
Oh, let's turn you on.
Come on, Elena.
Hold on, Shannon. Are you on now?
Hello.
Oh. Hey, Elena.
Testing 1-2.
What's up? Elena, you came up to our executive producer, White Cheddar, and you said, I need to apologize to my mother for something I did.
I do. I still need to apologize, so I will just take this opportunity now.
Okay.
To you, Mom.
Real quick. Now, what we're talking about is basically we've all done things in the past, mm-hmm. and we maybe didn't tell Mom about it because we didn't want her to know.
Oh.
So here's a little clip from SNL this past weekend on what we're talking about, of them apologizing to their actual mothers.
I'm sorry for writing you angry notes on the computer using the Dingbats font so you wouldn't know I was using swear words.
I knew.
Remember those sandwiches you used to make for me for school?
Jay.
They had like basil and stuff in them. It took you forever to make. Yeah, I'm going to throw them all in the trash. So I'm sorry. Come on, just don't talk. Let's go.
Hi, Mom. I want to thank you for all those times you let me borrow the car to go to the movies. But I'm sorry because I never went to the movies. And I always went to a church parking lot where I rubbed jeans with Ricky Fico.
Wow.
So those are the kind of confessions that SNL gave. Elena, is this bad?
It's not the worst. It's not the worst. But should I have done it? No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
All right.
Because you're young. You're in your early 20s.
Early 20s, yep.
So what made you feel like Mother's Day was the appropriate time to apologize?
Well, it just happened.
Oh, okay.
So, and I was like, man, maybe I should be a better daughter.
Okay.
I don't know. But saying that, my mom is my most favorite human being in the entire world.
Of course.
And I'm obsessed with her, which is probably also why this happened. But I went out recently and...
Are you pregnant?
No, oh, stop.
How? What if she was and you ruined it?
You ruined it.
And she was going to let us all know, and we were going to have balloons.
Radio gold.
And then you threw it away by guessing right.
No.
So
false.
You're, okay, got
not
it.
A chance. So, anyways, I went out recently, and I'm like hanging out with some people, met some people at a bar, drinking, having a good time. And I wish I could remember how the question came up, but something about, like... Well, I don't know if you're cool enough to do that, or you're probably not that cool, or something like that. So, and I was like, whoa.
So a dare. You felt dared.
Yeah, and then...
Double dog dared?
My next comment's going to make me feel really lame, but I was like, I'm super cool. I have on good authority that I'm the coolest.
Yeah.
And he was like, prove it. Prove it. And I was like,
I'm cool, yeah.
Call my mom. She definitely thinks I'm cool.
Call my mom. Okay.
It's 1 a.m.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Elena.
Oh, boy. Don't
but I'm like, my mom definitely knows how cool I am.
Yeah.
I feel really good about it that she thinks I'm cool. So who better to prove that I'm cool than my mom at 1 a.m.?
Yeah, why not?
So my mom is overly, I mean, Kelly probably understands. You probably understand, JC. When you have a child, you like them a lot, from what I gather.
Yeah.
And are concerned about their safety and health.
Most right. Of the time,
and well-being.
Yeah. And sobriety.
Yeah.
And my mom always tells me before I go out, what are you going to be, Elena? Extra special, careful.
Yeah.
So the phone rings in the middle of the night, and my mom's freaking out.
Yeah.
It's this number she doesn't know.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
And so she answers the phone.
You didn't even use your phone?
No.
Oh, Elena.
I just, like... typed in that number in this strange man's phone. Call my mom.
Oh, boy.
So she answers, and you can tell when she answers, she's startled.
Oh,
And
it's 1 a.m.
He's just like, so is your daughter cool?
Oh, no.
And my mom wasn't even convincing. She goes, sure.
Oh, she
took
it well.
She didn't even sell it.
Was she worried you had been kidnapped and were back in this man's trunk?
I thought she was going to be like Liam Neeson status and go,
I have a very particular set of skills.
She could hunt him down for sure.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
I'm so sorry, Mom. I love you, and I hope you had a good Mother's Day, and I hope you can forgive me.
That's booty call time.
I'm sorry.
That's either booty call or something's wrong. Yeah.
And now this guy has your mom's phone number and call her whenever he wants.
And he knows she's up at 1 a.m. on a regular base.
He knows she's down to party.
So,
stop it. Yeah, her mother.
When he called her.
Her mother.
We apologize for the jokes now.
When they called your mom, was there music in the background? Like, was she at a club or something?
False.
All right.
Mm-mm. Not
Elena,
a chance.
That's no bueno.
I know. I'm so sorry, Mommy. I love you.
It's the Kid Kraddick Morning Show.
Sorry, Mama.
Elena Davies, our phone screener, just came in and had to apologize to her mother for having a random guy calling her at 1 a.m. just to ask her if Elena was in fact cool.
Bad looking out.
I'm sure her mom did not like that very much.
Bad looking out.
So she apologized, and we all have something to apologize for. We've all done something. As kids, as adolescents, as even as adults from time to time where we need to apologize. Al, do you feel the need to apologize to your mom, Dorabelle?
Mom, I'm sorry, because when I was growing up, I wanted to be a smoker.
What?
Like a cigarette smoker?
Well, back then, smoking was cool.
Okay.
So I went and got some. Cool Filter Kings. Oh, I'm sorry. Cool Filter Kings.
Yeah.
And
how old were you at this point?
I was probably 12, 13. I would smoke in the house. I was not smart. I can't believe my mom's gone, right? Everybody's gone. I'm at the house. I go get my little cigarette and smoke in the house and look, daddy's recliner.
Oh, gosh, I would love to see little Al and
then,
doing that.
And then I would hide them, the pack of cigarettes, in this toy. And my mom is smart. She come. I didn't spray Lysol. I opened the door and kind of, open the door and close it, open and close it, trying to let room air out. And my mom come. She played it off for a while. And she said, hey, what are these little cigarettes? Oh, God.
We have a clip of Al back then.
And he smoked the cigarettes. No. I yanked the thing. Mm. I want to do it because it's fun. It's fun to do bad things. Right. So I wanted to do hood stuff with my friend.
Was that you as a child, Al? Why not?
And I'm sorry, Mom, for stealing the car that time.
Al, I have a similar one.
I stole the car. I did it for good. I did it to throw my newspapers.
Yeah.
I was 14, but I stole the car and went around the neighborhood and threw the newspapers.
Oh, really?
I didn't really feel like riding my bike that day.
I almost got my mom fired. When I was, I was like 15, I had just gotten my driver's permit so that I could drive with my parents, and I had football practice in the morning. My mom didn't have to go to work at the bank till like 8, so I figured I'll take the car, because I promised a cheerleader I would give her a ride to practice, and I lied to her and said I could do it. So I went ahead and woke up, took my mom's car, then homegirl wanted to go grab some breakfast after practice, and next thing I know, my mom showed up at the restaurant we were at.
Boy.
She walked there, by the way, 2 miles.
Uphill.
She had gotten a call from her work because she was not able to make it into work because she didn't have a car, and she had called the cops because somebody had stolen the car.
Oh, no.
And somebody told her that they saw me at the bagel shop. So I apologize for that.
How'd your date go?
Oh, it was great. Yeah. It was good. She didn't call me after that.
Oh, I'm not through. And I'm sorry.
I was got another one.
Changing the test scores on tests when I was at Green Hill. And then trying to forge your name on, because I take it home, let mama sign it, right? But I couldn't get the signature right, so I'd always erase it and then try to do it over again. Teacher knew.
Of course.
I was not a smart child. I'm telling you.
You know that thing they used to with the clear paper that they showed up on the screen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I used to put my mom's signature on there so I could forge it. And it wasn't for bad stuff. I just literally forgot to get her to sign it. Half the time, it was just I forgot.
I can't think of anything to apologize for.
You Kelly, you're such a goody-goody.
Kelly.
I've been sitting here racking my brain.
Mm. Kelly's a goody-goody.
Yeah,
like, you were that.
I was a goody-goody.
You're a good girl.
My mom and I were really close friends. She kind of had a different way to mother me. You know, like I was allowed to do a lot of things, so I never did things I wasn't supposed to do, if that makes sense. Except one time I had to apologize, but I made all my friends do it too. I had a party in high school, mm-hmm. all my friends over, drinking, not good. And woke up in the morning with about 10 friends sleeping everywhere, and there was a human body size hole in the basement wall.
Oh my God.
And I was like, who went through the wall? No one. Somebody went through the wall.
Nobody claimed it.
And it was by the pool table. So someone's like, oh, someone must have just like hit it. No, this is not hit with an eight ball. This is like a huge person went through the wall. No one would mess up to it. So my friends stuck around. Yeah. We brought my mom down because they thought that takes some of the edge off my mom if they were all there. So we brought her down and showed her. She died. She's like, what am I going to tell your dad is the problem? So we came up with this idea to move a table down to the basement. And then my mom and I took the blame, saying we put the hole in the wall.
Wow. Oh, your mom hooked you up with like...
Mom hooked me up. Yeah. And then it took 8 years for someone in college to finally tell me, oh, Jenna, it was me. We blamed it on Melissa. But actually, Ryan put his hole through the wall. Head through the wall.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We're doing apologies to our mothers for things we did in the past. I would also like to apologize to my mom for that time she came home and caught me practicing to take off a bra off the pillow.
She caught you with that?
She caught me doing that.
Mm-hmm. No, the only time I ever threw, my brother and I were left home. And they trusted us, and we had friends over and threw a party. Mm-hmm. And our neighbors were nosy bodies, and they called the police.
Oh,
and they came over, and we were all sitting there eating pizza and watching a movie.
That was the big party?
That was the big party that we threw when my parents were out of town.
I bet they grounded you for a year.
So I'm sorry that we ate pizza and watched a movie.
You rebel
child. I believe it was one of the Jason killer movies.
Right.
One of those. We were crazy.
Oh, Kelly.
Oh, boy.
I would also like to apologize to my mom.
We were too goody-goody.
I would like to apologize to my mom for that one time she took me to school with her. I was a child of a high school student. And I repeated what she said about her teacher to the teacher. And if you speak Spanish, you know Mickey Mouse's dog, Pluto.
Uh-huh.
It was similar to that word in Spanish. And that's a very, very bad curse word.
Mm. Oh, boy.
So I'd like to apologize as well.
Oh, boy.
Elena Davies, you were taking some calls. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIE, by the way.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
But you have some social media stuff.
We found some on social media, so I thought I'd come share them with you guys. It makes me feel a little bit better. And, Mom, I hope you're listening. I'm not the worst. Please stay tuned.
Okay.
So this one says, I'm sorry I drank all the liquor in the liquor cabinet and filled the bottles up with water so you wouldn't notice. I know things got a little bit weird around the holidays.
Yeah.
So could be worse. I could be worse.
Right.
And then I see this one is, I'm sorry I teased you for crying during Hallmark commercials. Now I literally cry to almost any commercial, like even Taco Bell. I'm super emotional.
Commercials get
I love it. Let's take a couple calls here.
Oh, boy.
Tess.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Great. Do you have an apology for your mother?
I do. I would like to apologize to my mother for pooping in a display toilet when I was 2 and a half.
Oh.
I mean,
we'll put that in the next Home Depot commercial.
It is a little unfair with the kids because, I mean, this is what they've been taught to go on.
Yeah.
So when you got to go.
And by the way,
it reminded me of Kaysen on the plane.
Yeah. My son accidentally went on the plane, but we couldn't find it, and it came out, and he kicked it.
You were potty trained, though.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah.
Tess, 2 and a half, that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You got to look at the bright side right there.
Right?
Oh, man, I would be mortified. That is definitely something my son would do.
Mm-hmm.
Jared, you would like to apologize to your mother. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to apologize to my mother for eating this. She made me eat a sweet potato when I was 8 years old, or I couldn't go on a church trip. And so I threw a massive fit, and I just want to apologize to her for that.
Mm.
It's funny how certain things just stick with you. You know, you
forever.
You've forgotten a whole bunch of stuff, but just these little things just
Do you eat sweet potatoes today, or is it a bad memory?
It's not a bad memory. It's actually a funny memory when I think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm actually from South Carolina, Kelly.
I know. They punish you by making you eat stuff in South Carolina.
I think a lot of parents
really do.
My daddy punished me one time and made me drink tomato juice, and that's why I can't drink a Bloody Mary to this day.
I can't eat onions because my mom used to make me eat the sautéed onions she would put in her beef stew thing, and that's why I hate onions now.
What part of South Carolina are you from?
I'm from North Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach.
Hey. Listening on Mix 97.7.
Do you know Cosmo Brockington? No?
Sir?
He wanted to know if you knew Cosmo Brockington III.
Oh, okay.
Nah, he's in Florence.
That's Kelly's next door neighbor right there. Thanks, Jared. Have a wonderful day, buddy.
Thank you, Jared. I love hearing from people from South Carolina. I can't help it.
Yeah. Al, did you ever do the I got hurt, but you didn't want to tell your mom how you got hurt?
No. I mean, mine were pretty blatant. I'd come home. It was always the day before picture day.
Yeah.
Somebody would always do something. I'd have a wreck on my bike, a skateboard, or whatever. But she always knew the truth on how I got hurt.
My cousin was having a party, and he had set up this tent with, like, this really cheap, material.
Yeah.
So my cousin and I said we'd jump off the roof and land on it, and then probably make us jump pretty high. So we did paper, rock, scissors. I lost. I went first. And I went right through it and landed on top of my cousin's Volkswagen Bug and dented it and twisted my ankle pretty good. So
didn't want to tell mom.
I didn't tell mom about that. So that was me, mom. That was definitely me. Tiara, were you terrible?
Yeah. Was I what?
Were you terrible as a child?
In this category, I was.
What'd you do?
I want to say I'm so sorry to my mom because I literally just about every other day in high school missed the bus, and my mom never, ever got that last important 30 minutes of sleep before she went to work because she was a single mom, and she was the only one that had a car to take me to school.
Aw.
Bad child. You bad child.
And that last 30 minutes is so important, and she never hardly ever got it.
And now you understand how tough it was for her, huh?
Oh, yeah. I was late to work this morning and because my kitten that I just got woke me up, and karma. I feel so bad.
Karma.
Yeah, we don't realize how hard our parents have it until we get older.
Circle.
It really
I think
does.
My mom, for the last maybe 5 or 6 years, she'll say something to me that I think sounds like a compliment, but I think it's maybe a curse. And she'll look at me and she's like, Elena, I hope that you have a daughter just like you.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, wait.
Wait a minute. I'm adorable, but what do you mean by that?
Uh-huh.
Like, are you cursing me with someone just as high maintenance as me? Uh-huh. Please don't.
Yeah. Yeah, is that a backhanded compliment?
I think it is.
No.
It's not a compliment at all. It's not a compliment at all.
Because I feel like I was sort of kind of
good. It's not a compliment at all. She's
wishing
bad things on you.
Yeah.
I know.
Joe, how you doing this morning?
I'm all right.
Did you have a good Mother's Day yesterday?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was all right, good.
How does Mother's Day go?
I want to apologize to your mama?
Yeah, I need to.
Okay,
go ahead, buddy.
You got the floor.
I want to apologize to you because when I was 4, me and my brother, she used to have us bring her beer, you know, put it in a glass and bring it to her from the fridge. And instead of bringing her beer, we brought her a cup of urine.
Joe,
she drank it.
No, Joe.
Yes.
Oh,
bad.
Joe, how long were you grounded for that?
I don't remember. It was about 20 years ago.
Oh,
whose idea was it? You or your brother?
Boys. That's just boys thinking that's funny, right?
It was pretty funny.
So you weren't mad at her.
Joe.
You thought it'd just be a funny prank.
Yeah, it was real funny.
Oh, no.
I don't think we got grounded. You know, in those days, you got beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, oh, yeah.
No court in the land would have convicted your mama for that.
I want to beat you right now myself.
Oh, Joe.
That's bad.
Have you talked about that since it's happened?
Oh, I need to apologize again for telling that story so many times in the past 20 years.
Where did you pee? Oh, my God. I hope that doesn't give anybody ideas. That's a terrible
Do
prank.
Not do that. Joe, it wasn't worth it, was it?
Oh, it was worth it. She's been sober for 15 years.
Okay. I get it.
So it was quit drinking type. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Joe. I feel you on that.
Uh-huh. So you taught Mama a lesson and it worked.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. Have a great day, man.
Suddenly it changes the way we feel. Yeah.
Because it got her to stop drinking.
Every time she goes to drink a beer, she has that horrible memory. No.
Nope.
Yeah, it is pretty bad when you got your 4-year-old serving you beer.
Yeah, you're going to get your 4-year-old
first,
bringing you beer.
At first, I was like, whoa.
You got to get what you get.
My grandma used to make me go to the pharmacy to buy her cigarettes.
Oh, boy.
I would at like 5 years old, walk all the way to the pharmacy, get my grandma's cigarettes, and they would give it to me.
That was then.
Yeah, well, it was Mexico, too.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Game. Beat the Bank is the name. Win some cash. It's not that hard.
And here's a tip. Don't buy a bar in Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good down payment.
Yeah.
$1,000
sure
is a bar in Mexico.
Beachfront, if I'm not mistaken, right there with $1,000.
So I'm sitting next to this guy on the plane coming back from Mexico. He goes, "What do you do?" And he's got on this plane. Our plane was delayed.
Uh-huh.
He's on Facebook. I said, "Go to our Facebook page." He goes to it, and the first thing that pops up is Beat the Bank, and then there's a video of me whispering. And he goes, "Is that you?" And I'm like,
"He didn't recognize you?"
Well, he goes, "What are you doing?" Because I'm whispering. He's listening to the video. I'm like, he didn't get it. So he never heard of us.
Well, if you never heard
how dare he not get your whisper rap?
Yeah, he didn't get my whisper rap.
Man. Sharon Zaluka. Zaluka?
Yes, it is.
Boom.
Sharon Z. What's happening, baby?
Oh, my God. I cannot believe I have gotten through. I am so excited to talk to you guys. I am the biggest fan.
Aw,
yes.
Sharon.
Thank you very much, Sharon.
You're caller number 17.
We're a fan of yours, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited about that, too.
You're my favorite contestant that we've had today.
I've been listening to you guys forever. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Oh, we love you, too.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. You married? You got kids? Are you going to work right now? What?
I have children. I have been divorced for years. I have two grown daughters, and I have two beautiful grandbabies, and I had the most spectacular Mother's Day yesterday.
Oh, great.
What'd you do?
I'm sorry?
What did you do for Mother's Day, or what did they do for you, I guess I should
say? We went out for dinner, and then we went to our local YMCA, and we swam at the pool.
Awesome.
Cool. It's always fun to stay at the YMCA.
Yeah.
It is.
It was a great time. We had a fabulous time.
That's wonderful.
Well, let's add to that great time, Sharon. Let's see if we can win you some money with Beat the Bank, okay?
Okay.
Do you know the rules?
Yes, I do.
I'll break her off anyways, just
okay,
in case.
Well, Sharon,
we always ask, but then we tell you anyway.
Yeah, right. We got to make sure, you know.
Sharon, you're going to hear these audible bank amounts.
You're going to be put in the vault.
audible.
Dollar amounts are going to be coming at you quickly or slowly. And when you feel the number is right, you yell stop. Because if you don't yell stop and that door closes, you're left with nothing. All right? But that last dollar amount you yell before you say stop is what's... that said before you yell stop is going to be yours to keep. And it could go up to 1,000. It could stop at any point. We don't know when it's going to stop.
Even if it's 1,000, Sharon, you got to yell stop, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right.
Oh, we're excited, Sharon. Let's get ready to play. Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$190. 270. 290. 300. 370. 460.
Oh, she can't handle
$460 for Sharon.
I know, it's so easy listening to other people. It's easy listening to other people play, but when it's you, it's completely different.
Right?
What are you going to do?
It is. That is just absolutely wonderful. I'm ecstatic.
Good, Sharon. What are you going to do with that $460?
Oh, my goodness. I do not know, but I'm gonna spend it on my grandbabies for sure.
Aww, there you go.
That's what grandmas do.
Yep. Let's find out how much you could have gotten. Let's see if you bailed out at the right time, okay, Sharon?
Okay.
Let's go.
490.
Okay.
550. 630.
I'd stop right there.
You think?
I'd keep it going.
700.
Oh, wow. You would have stopped at 60.
I would stop right here, I think.
Nice job.
Woo!
Yeah.
Well, it's okay, Sharon.
Never know, Sharon.
You got well over half.
You never know, and I am definitely not greedy. I am so excited. I am thrilled that I got through, and I even got, it was a gift to talk to you guys this morning. It was an absolute gift.
Thanks, Sharon. You are the nicest person ever.
I
love you guys.
Why would anybody divorce you?
Every day is a blessing. Every day is a blessing.
Thank you, Sharon.
Well, Kelly. Let me tell you what actually happened.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Sharon. Congratulations, all
right? That's Sharon's Zaluka.
Take care of those kids and grandkids.
$460 for her right there. We'll play again. less than 1 hour.
All right.
She was so nice, it kind of makes you tear up a little bit.
I know. I think she even got a little teary.
Man.
One, you know?
I like nice people.
I love kicking off the week like that.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now, Jenna, were you super excited this Saturday when you had your denim brunch?
I was. I finally was able to pull this off. This is something I've wanted to do for the last 2 years, have a denim brunch, because you guys know how much I love jean shorts.
Was this a joint birthday?
It really was, and I quite prefer this joint birthday party because the attention was more on my dog than it was on me. My actual birthday was Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And Maximus the pug, he turned 11 earlier in the week and actually spent 2 days at the vet because his blood sugar was super low. He has diabetes. So he wasn't doing well. My friends and I were talking, thinking, this could be a denim funeral, which does not have nearly the same ring to it.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would not have been okay, but this was so pre-planned, I didn't know what I was going to do. Yeah. But he was feeling good after being at the vet for 2 days, so he was allowed to have a treat. So, yeah, it was mostly girlfriends and Steven.
Yeah.
Who's basically a girlfriend.
Your best friend's husband.
Exactly.
Pictures on Kid TV.
Everyone came in their denim finest, and we just had a nice little brunch.
How many people?
12 or 13. Yeah. Not many. It was really just... I don't really like birthday parties, and this was ideal because I got to spend some time with my girlfriends. Kelly came and brought Emma Kelly.
Yeah. Is that a house or a room?
No, I had it at a really chic brunch spot.
She-she.
Yeah.
She-she.
Yeah, of course we found a way to trash it up a little bit. Yeah, it was a very chic, it's called the Tea Room, so it's in the back of a really high-end clothing store. But they set it up for us, so you don't have to do anything. You're not allowed to bring your own decorations either. So they do it for you, get some flower arrangements, all of that.
Did you know
that were jean jackets and jeans.
Did they know you were bringing dog?
Yep. I was allowed to bring Maximus, and a cool doggy bakery dropped off goodie bags for all the guests and their dogs, and Maximus pupcake. So we sang happy birthday. We didn't sing it to me, which was awesome. We sang it to Maximus.
It really wasn't about Jenna.
At all, really?
It was really about the dog.
It really was. People brought presents for Maximus.
That's cool.
Great. This is something I wanted to do because as ridiculous as it sounds, I don't think that he has much time left. So the whole goal here for this year has been... Let's do a lot of things on the Pugget list.
Right.
That's cool.
Check it off. And he seemed to have a great time. He had a grilled chicken breast, and then he had a cupcake.
Jason. Yeah.
And then as we're all enjoying our delicious girl brunch, we noticed that Maximus is going number two in the corner.
All right.
I think he was a little overstimulated. Yeah. Uh-huh. And he had a lot of food.
Yeah.
He was allowed. The vet said he could. So, yeah, he went number two. That was awkward because this place is so nice, and we had like three servers in the room.
But it had to happen.
Yeah.
You know, it was just inevitable with a dog.
I mean, it's a dog.
Did you have a sympathy poop? I mean, you know, one just to make him feel more comfortable.
No.
When in Rome.
No, but.
So gross. We were outside. It's sort of like a covered patio area. Yeah. So it wasn't around other diners. We were separate. So it wasn't offensive to anyone
else. People were looking at us like we were crazy, though, having the party for the dog. But there was a funny turn of events because my guy friend, Steven, who was there, we were out and about afterwards having a couple of drinks, and he decided, unbeknownst to all of us, I didn't know this until yesterday afternoon, he sent a photo of us to Levi's corporate.
To the company, the actual.
Okay.
Yes. So Steven sends a photo of us and all of our denim, even though I don't think any of us had on actual Levi's.
No.
But it was a denim photo. And
it's
so
still.
Steven emailed and said, I was at a denim party and have a fun picture that would make a great ad for Levi's.
What's
the address I can send it to for consideration? So Levi's actually responded to his email.
That's great.
In kind of one of those ways that was like, well, thank you so much, Steven.
Bless your heart.
You know, we will forward this along to those that deal with advertisements. Yeah, kind of one of those. Mm-hmm. And I responded to Steven and my friends on the email.
Yeah.
Like, you know, haha, that's code for none of you are models. And then I get an email from Levi saying, Jenna, I didn't realize I replied all.
Oh, no.
So I.
But you didn't say anything bad.
I didn't. I was just joking and saying that, you know, we're not models and this photo is ridiculous.
Okay.
Right. And so Levi's responded, Dear Jenna, I'm sorry for any lack of clarity in our reply. My colleague was just pointing out that we are not the department that would consider this. I was like, I'm sorry, I was just joking with my friend.
You know what, though? This could be like a real life. How is, you know, Levi's for real life?
Yeah.
You know, how do you.
Yeah,
how
that's Levi's, cool.
Like, why not?
That could be a great campaign for them.
And speaking of that picture, because my wife showed it to me.
Yeah.
Because all of you lined up and doing the pose. Steven's doing the girl pose with the hand on the hip.
You have to, because it defines your way.
But he said, I know I'm the only guy here. So I went ahead and left enough room so that you guys could crop me out.
He did. He said that at the party.
Yeah. It was great, though. Yeah. Friends got me great presents. Yeah, it was funny. I didn't realize. I thought it'd be cheesy. But when we went out and about afterwards, running into some of my guy friends, they were like, well, we would have worn all denim.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I didn't know.
I would've.
And everyone wanted to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have a denim party. Everyone has something jeans, so it makes it easy. And the photos look great because you're matching.
I didn't get to attend your birthday party because it was for girls. And so I stayed back with the kids. But I was super excited when my wife got back because she left the treats on the table. Like, I saw this box.
Yeah.
And I said, awesome. That's the best part. When you don't go to a party, but you're like girlfriend or your boyfriend, whoever, they bring you back something.
Yeah, because there's always treats at a birthday party. Yeah.
So there was the cookies, and I'm like, perfect. I'm gonna get in on these things.
Mm-hmm.
So I go ahead and I open this box, and this cupcake looks so delicious. So I take a bite,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, wow, that this cupcake is very different. You know, I'm like,
yeah, it tastes
gluten-free. Yeah, it's just I was like, babe, is this like a sugar-free cupcake, or is like there's something missing? You know, like there was no frosting on it. I'm like, there's something missing. And she goes, what? So she turns around, and she walks in. I'm still holding it, still mouthful, and I'm swallowing the last piece of the cupcake, and she just drops to the ground and starts laughing hysterically.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And I'm like, now I'm scared. I'm like, what did I do wrong?
You should be scared.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, what did I do wrong? And she goes, that's not a cupcake. That's a dog treat for the dogs. So I ended up eating
Just so you don't worry.
Yeah.
They did say these were safe for human consumption.
Okay.
It was. It's
much
all
as regular dog food is safe for human consumption.
Sure. There is peanut butter and cream
bit of peanut
cheese
butter
and human stuff. It's just for dogs.
It just wasn't as sweet as normal. And you know what? After she told me it was a dog treat, it was not that bad.
it's not good people food, but it actually is pretty good dog food.
Like, if that was the last thing left to eat, I'd go ahead and do it.
You know, if there's nothing else in the house.
Your poor dog, too.
Yeah.
Your poor dog doesn't get any attention, and now you're eating its treats.
My poor dog didn't even get a treat. So, thanks for that, Jenna. Those were really delicious.
Yes.
I woke up sleeping on the ground for some reason. I don't know why.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly Raspberry just finished the Showbiz Top 5, but then a story broke, so we bring you a bonus.
Right?
Bonus!
Number one.
And a half.
Yeah. E! News learned this morning American Idol's coming to an end.
Whoa.
Season 15, they'll start filming that in January, and that will be all she wrote. According to Fox, Jennifer Lopez, Keith Urban, Harry Connick Jr., they're all coming back. We're assuming Ryan Seacrest, but he's not in this announcement. I'm sure he will be.
Yeah. Right.
And no word yet on the number of episodes, but the final 15th season is expected to be cut back. And by the way, season 14's winner is announced this Wednesday night.
It's the final episode this Wednesday.
Wednesday night.
That went by real quick.
Clark, Beckham, Nick Fradiani, and Jax.
Nope, no idea.
Jax. Jax is the girl with the cross.
The
X on her cheek.
And then the two guys.
Mm. Doesn't help.
I don't think I saw one episode this year.
I watched it last week.
They said at the heyday, 38 million tuned in to watch the season 2 finale. Because, you know, the first year was people were just finding it out. Season 2 with Clay Aiken and Ruben Studdard and going head to head. People think Clay Aiken won, but no, Ruben Studdard actually won. 38 million. They said right now the show's averaging less than 9 million viewers.
See, Dunkelman, you know, you got out right just in time.
No, I think Dunkelman would have wished he would have stayed a little bit longer.
That's one of Dunkelman's biggest regrets in life.
I don't know if you've noticed, but Ryan Seacrest makes a lot of money every single year. All right, there you go. It's time to play Beat the Bank again. Not yet, Al. You'll do your rap.
I'm fine.
We got your rap on lock.
I'm fine.
First, we need you to call in because we want to keep that money train going on your Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 13 to play Beat the Bank and have a shot at up to $1,000.
Sweet.
Now, Philip with one L Philip with two L's because one L
sucks.
We sent him out on the streets. He's our street boy now. And since it was Mother's Day yesterday,
mm-hmm.
you know, Philip wanted to go out on the streets and do Yo Mama jokes.
Oh.
Because,
okay, that's appropriate.
Because, you know, why not on Mother's Day? Let's throw out some Yo Mama jokes. Here's Philip out on the streets.
Yo Mama's so fat, she taller lying down than standing up.
Yo Mama's so stupid, she brought a spoon to the Super Bowl.
Your mama's so old, Moses, in her high school yearbook. Boom.
Dang. Your mama's so short, she don't roll the dice. She pushing them.
Your mama's so fat, she wear high heels. She strike oil.
Your mama's so old, she forgot her purse on Noah's Ark.
Your mama's so stupid, when she's taking you to the airport and a sign says airport left, she turned around and went home.
I mean, just to be honest, and your mama's so fat, when she got on the scale, it said to be continued.
Well, your mama's so fat, she fell in love and broke it.
Okay. Your mama's so fat. Her blood type is ragu.
Your mama's so stupid. She put a ruler by the pillow just to see how long she slept.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Oh, dang, I went there. I'm sorry.
I got you. Your mama's so fat. Let me repeat myself. Your mama's so fat.
So fat.
She can't even jump to conclusions.
I'm done. I owe this lady 20 right now.
That's pretty good.
I forget how fun your mama jokes could be.
That girl's going toe-to-toe.
Yeah, I like blood type ragu. That was funny.
Blood type ragu. That was good.
I heard that one.
George Wallace told me, at Steve Harvey's Comedy Club one time, because I was limo driver, so I was driving George. So he looked at me and goes, Al, your mama's so stupid. You tell her to make up her mind, she puts lipstick on her forehead. All right, it's George. All right.
It's funny.
Yeah. Totally unprovoked.
Yeah. But that was his thing.
Would you come back with Al?
Nothing.
Yeah.
No, you do not come back with a comedian that's on stage.
No.
That's
the
worst.
He's
got the microphone. You don't. No. You're not going to win.
Yeah, your mama jokes are fun until you don't have one to come back with and they got you good. And then you're just butthurt.
Right.
That's when it turns into a fight. I was put on blast. Well, I don't know if it's blast, but.
Bye.
Our producer, White Cheddar, they posted a video of me on Kid Nation, and it has to do with Mother's Day because we have that one day app, Kelly, that we love so much.
Yes.
So I made a video with my son, Kaysen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I thought that'd be cute so my wife could have a video of Kaysen saying cute things on it, and he just talked about poop the whole time. So it didn't come out as I wanted it to come out. So I went ahead and did one myself.
Oh.
Now, this was one of those videos that I just wanted to do it to give to her, and this was just going to be between us.
But you were serious.
White Cheddar, get in here. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't joking around on it. So I give White Cheddar, I don't know where a microphone went. Here.
Yeah, telling you, this is really great. But this is a good, I mean, I don't know what you did, but for men, can you imagine if a man took the One Day app and did, you know, why I love my wife so much or something, and sit, because there's so many options on there.
So,
and sent that to her.
I know.
And she opens her little phone and sees that. Oh my God.
That's what I was expecting.
Lucky.
Yeah, I was expecting some of that.
Unless it's really cheesy.
The one thing you don't want your boys to see is you being, you know, completely
romantic.
Open. And we call it romantic, but to guys, it's.
Well,
it's
you gave me your phone to download the Kaysen, and I just downloaded, you know, the last went through video.
Just downloaded everything on your phone.
Well, not everything. I was kind of careful.
Right. By the way, props to them because they didn't give me an inkling that they had this video. Until Friday when they kind of mentioned, we're throwing this video up on the website. And I'm like, why? No, don't throw it up there. Because I was trying to be sweet and stuff on that thing.
Are you shirtless?
No, I'm not shirtless.
Okay, I don't want to watch it.
It's pretty serious.
Can you be sweet without being shirtless?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if I was sweet. And he goes, this is how I knew, like, they're going to make fun of me for the next month. Because he goes, dude, you sound like you're almost going to cry. In the video.
The first line, go ahead and play it. Sounds like you're going to cry. Play it.
Gosh.
What do you admire most about your wife as a mother?
I admire how patient she is with the kids. It's difficult having two little ones and just how unselfish she is when it comes to herself. She always puts the kids and me before her.
I hate this.
You have tears in your eyes. Oh.
What is the happiest moment with your wife?
So embarrassed. You know, we've been dating since we were 18 and 19 years old, so we've had a lot of happy moments. But the happiest is probably right after Chloe was born. And we brought Kaysen in to meet her, and she looked me in the eyes, teary-eyed, and said, our little family's finally complete. Oh. And, it's so many years in the making. It just showed me how far we've come.
Can we stop now, please?
Is there anything that your wife does that you sometimes take for granted?
I try not to, but I'm sure I've done it in the past where I just take her for granted in the sense of how much she does around our house because she truly is the backbone of our family.
I'm sorry.
I mean, if it weren't for her, I don't think I would be the man I am today.
I hate this.
Describe your wife as a mom in three words.
Three words to describe her as a mom? Man, I don't even think there's enough words in the dictionary to show how much I admire her.
Dude, okay.
What has your wife taught you about parenting?
She's taught me that there's no perfect day, you know? And she's taught me that we need to be caring and understanding and patient and to tell them we love them as much as we can.
Oh, boy. What do you want to say to your wife on Mother's Day?
I would just want to tell her that I'm extremely proud of her and that I knew she would be a great mother, but she completely exceeded any expectations I had, and that I would not want to be doing this with anybody but her.
But
I am so happy of the woman she's become.
God. Now get naked, Kenzie.
Go ahead, Al. Just go. Go ahead.
Let me have it. Where's the payoff? Where's the payoff?
I hope.
Why would you do this to me, Cheddar?
It's funny.
No, it's not. I'm embarrassed.
It's sweet and funny.
Go ahead, Al. Make fun of him. Go ahead.
Sweet.
Go ahead, Al. You
please tell me that after that, after she saw that, she just started disrobing right
there. Yeah, I know. That's exactly what you were saying.
I wasn't in the room when she saw it.
Please tell me.
Oh, you left the room for her to watch it alone?
Yeah, I just gave it to her. I was like, "This, here you go." It's just awkward. You know, when you don't want somebody reading a note or a letter you wrote them, it's weird.
I
want
to dog you.
Go ahead. No, I deserve it.
Bone in my body wants to dog you. But...
So what did she say?
It was cool. It was a good player move. Now, especially, I would save that. I would save that for a special moment. Not Mother's Day.
Doghouse.
We already gave it.
I already gave it.
I know you've already given it, but yeah. I would make that a doghouse move right there. Like, oh, I really messed up. Hey, baby, let me.
So what'd she say?
Let me give you this.
She cried more with the Kaysen video.
Right.
So he's got more power.
Kind of did she laugh?
Did she laugh?
No, I don't. She didn't really laugh.
What'd she say? Like, thanks.
No, she cried. She came and gave me a hug.
Oh, she did cry.
And she said that was wonderful. Thank you.
So for your favorite memory, I would have mentioned that burping contest between her and Bartendica in Mexico. That was
right.
One of the most fond memories I have of your wife.
I'm glad I have friends like you guys, you know?
No,
I could just hand my phone over.
I want to dog you. I really do, but I'm not going to, you know.
I want to dog me.
It's true. It's cheesy.
It's
but when it's between the two of you, obviously you guys are doing something right because you've managed to have the only successful relationship here.
We're doing a lot of wrongs, too. Don't worry. Trust me. Plenty of wrongs. But mostly from me.
Some of the Kid Craddock rubbed off on you there.
Go ahead and make fun of me.
I'm not going to. Any more than I already have. I'm
not going to. But at the same time, if a guy made that for me, I think it was a little cheesy. But yeah. I'd like
it. Yeah,
not gonna lie, I felt cheesy after
I made
it. At
least it's something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, to the point I couldn't even look at it.
Yeah,
if she
makes fun of you, then I'll really tear into you. If she made fun of you. But if she liked it, you know, I see where you're going with that.
Yeah.
Al, right. Maybe you should make one for Dr. Girlfriend.
Can you? That make
sure,
me feel better?
Themes.
Do they have a long distance one?
She just sent me a text message saying, I know you're busy, but please pray today that I get a good response tomorrow. She's really.
You're going to let us know.
Freaking
stressed.
Out. She's really stressed. She's going to get a notice tomorrow by email. She has no idea what time. It could be in the morning, it could be in the afternoon. About where her fellowship, where she matched to spend the next 3 years of her.
It could be another city.
A lot of different cities.
It could be in a lot of different cities. Could be here. Could be Detroit. Could be Cincinnati. Could be Akron. Could be Boston. Could be Tallahassee.
We heard Akron's the front runner, though, right?
We don't know.
We don't know. But tomorrow we'll know.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Are you super nervous? Well, make her one day. Make her one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please?
Okay.
That'll help calm her nerves.
Yeah. We'll hear Al's very heartfelt.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank. Go.
Beat the bank. More money, more money. It's your chance to look better in pants with implants. Maybe a new hat.
Oh, my God.
What?
I keep running out of the second one. It always gets me.
Trail off whisper, man.
Maybe.
You want to start over?
Do
you want to try again?
Okay. I don't need the music.
Hold on. Amber, hold on 1 second. Al's going to get it right this time, okay?
Maybe a new hat.
Maybe a new hat?
Pants and shoes.
Pants and shoes.
A brand new weave.
A brand new weave.
Or shiny new boobs.
Or shiny new boobs. Okay.
Beat the bang.
The bang.
All right. Amber, how would you like shiny new boobs?
Shiny new boobs. I actually would like some shiny new boobs.
Right.
You know, it's Mother's
Why
Day.
Why not?
It's Mother's Day.
Amber,
right.
You are the right caller, which means you get to play Beat the Bank.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
No, it's you.
We're full on for reals this time.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh. Surprise!
I really did not. Uh-uh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing right now? You're at work?
No, I was actually getting ready to go online to either drop a class or add a class.
Oh, okay.
I
just go ahead and drop it.
If I was broke, when I was in school, if I was really, really broke, I'd just drop a class and sell the books. Because they'll refund you if it's toward the first part of the semester.
Right.
They refund you your money, and then you sell the book at the bookstore and get you another $20 or whatever
it
was.
You need hours to graduate.
So if you need educational advice or tutorage, just come to me.
Tutorage.
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 Good one.
Yeah, you just come to this guy right here.
The only tooting going on is 10:09 now for you. Amber, we're going to throw you inside the Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault. Then we're going to throw dollar amounts your way. When you think you've heard the highest it's going to go, you make sure you yell stop, okay?
Okay.
It could go all the way up to 1,000. You still have to yell stop.
Okay.
It's all up to you and how much you want to gamble. All right, let's play. Beat the bank.
Good luck.
Thanks.
120. 200. 250. 330. 380.
It's in a hurry.
Hello?
450. $460.
I bet you were saying. I bet you were saying just one more number, weren't you?
Yes, just one more number.
That's oh man, I'm with you on that.
Sorry, so hard to get through, and then you finally do, and she tricked me.
he's a trickster today, Amber. I'm sorry.
So sorry.
Did you hear me think that I was like going to be like a backup talker or something?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a surprise.
How was your Mother's Day?
It was good. It was really good.
Yeah.
Good day.
Well, yeah. Way to distract her out.
At least you have that. At least you have the memories.
Yeah, there's the memories.
There's always tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Amber. You keep trying, okay?
Oh, man, that sucks.
That's Amber Williamson right there.
Would you like two tickets to go see Coolio after the wedding?
Coolio.
Just trying. Just trying.
We'll take that as a maybe.
She doesn't want to commit.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.